in the lunchtime edition. A series of attacks, robbery, and rape prompt business owners to call for increased police patrols and camera surveillance along the boardwalk and the general South Coast. The DLP hold their big candidates launch lambasting government's performance in tourism, among other things. Meantime, the BLP promised a number of job-generating projects at their mega manifesto meeting. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC, First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC, First Caribbean. CIBC, First Caribbean.
Business owners along the South Coast, and especially in the area of the boardwalk at Hastings Christchurch, are concerned about a number of recent attacks on visitors, including a robbery and stabbing over the weekend. There has been at least one burglary and rape for which a suspect is in custody. Meanwhile, the police have been examining surveillance footage as they seek the assailant who attacked and robbed two tourists along the boardwalk about 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. Managing Director of Blakey's Bar and Restaurant, Fabian Giddens, tells Starcom Network News he's shocked that such an attack occurred in the middle of the day, and he hopes the perpetrator is quickly captured.
We were hoping that something would be rectified very soon in regards to this very disturbing act during the day, especially. We know that night is always a concern, and we do advise sometimes visitors who are leaving to use the roadside other than the boardwalk late at night. But when something like this can happen in broad daylight, so obviously those things are very concerning. I mean, it's tourist season, and we need the tourists to feel as safe as, and locals to feel as safe as can be in this time, you know.
Mr. Giddens believes increased patrols and enhanced camera surveillance would help.
Yes, I guess cameras and patrols would help. There are patrols from time to time. Yeah, I would definitely suggest that we would need some cameras, more cameras, beef up patrols and some extra cameras on the boardwalk.
Managing Director of Blakey's Bar and Restaurant, Fabian Giddens. On the campaign trail, the Democratic Labour Party's candidate for St. Michael's South Central, Richard Seeley, has criticized the government's handling of the tourism sector during the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at the DLP's candidate showcase at Haggard Hall last night, he said tourism workers have felt the brunt of the COVID-19 pandemic, and he was harshly critical of the government program that was to assist hotels and tourism workers.
You have a best program for hoteliers, $300 million, because the pandemic hit the hoteliers hard. I had ministerial responsibility for tourism, and I know it's not easy running a hotel. But you know what? It's not easy working in a restaurant or being a housekeeper or being on the front line of tourism. The tourism workers were treated the worst during the pandemic, had to wait months to get the severance. Something is wrong with that. Two Barbadoses, apparently. One for the owners of capital and one for those who sell their labor to capital, and that can't continue.
Mr. Seeley also criticized the overall state of the tourism sector.
And tourism itself is in such a mess. I don't even want to talk about tourism. There was a time when we used to have 10 and 12 aircraft at that airport full of people because we were working hard. We now have a situation where the government of PR celebrating inaugurals, going up there with a tuck band, more people in the tuck band than on the plane that coming off now, the tourists that coming off. That's what the industry has come to know.
The Democratic Labour Party's candidate for St. Michael's South Central, Richard Seeley, in the lunchtime edition.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport Lisa Cummins has promised that a re-elected BLP government will create community tourism projects that will generate jobs and economic activity. Speaking at the BLP's Mega Manifesto meeting last evening, she said this initiative will expand tourism beyond the coast into the communities of Barbados.
Vending opportunities for kiosks to be established and fractional ownership so that owners of businesses can be owners of more than just their businesses, but they have partnerships. We have been looking at making sure that we beautify the areas around attractions in every community. We now have to be able to invest in our communities and to be able to rebuild all of the infrastructure and public facilities in our communities so that Barbadians first and visitors second can enjoy the authentic experience that is our Barbados.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport Lisa Cummins. The Barbados Labour Party candidate for Christchurch East, Wilfred Abrams, the Minister of Home Affairs, has been outlining plans to assist ex-convicts. He was also speaking at the BLP's Mega Manifesto meeting last night.
More core programs are going to be put in place to identify the real problems. A youth is not deviant just for so. So when you have somebody who can't understand math or physics and they keep falling behind and you're saying the dump sea, that person might not be good at math and physics, but that person might be a master at arts. That person might be the next Gary Sobers in cricket. That person might be the next Rihanna in singing. We have to be able to identify these things and steer the deviants away. We have to put opportunities in place.
Barbados Labour Party candidate for Christchurch East, Wilfred Abrams. The United Nations has called on the authorities in Haiti to find the perpetrators and bring them to justice, as the bullet-riddled bodies of two journalists were retrieved from La Boule 12, a village southwest of the capital, over the weekend. The journalists from a Canadian-based online media house were reported to have been burnt alive after being shot last week. A third journalist who accompanied them managed to escape with the help of the residents there. And researchers suggest natural defense against a common cold could offer some protection against COVID-19 as well. The small-scale study published in Nature Communications involved 52 individuals who lived with someone who had just caught COVID-19. Those who had developed what's called a memory bank of specific immune cells after a cold to help prevent future attacks appeared less likely to get COVID. Experts say no one should rely on this defense alone, and vaccines remain key, but they believe their findings could provide useful insight into how a body's defense system fights the virus. Our top stories. A series of attacks, robbery and rape, prompts business owners to call for increased police patrols and camera surveillance along the boardwalk and the general south coast. Meantime, Bridgetown taxi operators are to get some relief, and we'll hear about that in subsequent bulletins. The DLP hold their big candidates launch lambasted in government's performance in tourism, among other things. And the BLP promise a number of job-generating projects at their Mega Manifesto meeting. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.